the pasuk of Ato Hakrev Elecha Aaron Achicha to establish Aaron Rubanov as Kayanim. So there's a Medrash Rabba, Parsha Salam at Zayin, is Dalad. Interesting Medrash Rabba, Dover Ache. Va'ato Hakrev Elecha, you should be Makrev, Makarev Aaron to you to make him a Kayan. Hado Udichsiv, Alzen Nemar, Lulay Sayros Chosha, Shua Yozo Vadati Be'oni. What's it doing here? What does that mean? Kisha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. When the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ata Hakrev Elecha, be Mekarev Aaron, set aside Aaron to be a Kohen. Hera Loi. It was bad. It became bad to Moshe. Moshe had a bad feeling. He wasn't. He felt that he's being denied something. He's not on the Ki'ilu. It's not a Gaivadika thing, right? He feels that he's not on a darga. He's not on the darga that he should and could have been, because Aaron is being Zeichet Tikkun and him not. So it's a chisorin he felt in his Avoida. That's Lechara. But Hera Loi, Omar Loi, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Haisali, Unisati Yaloch. I have a Torah and I gave it to you. Shilolahi. If not for the Torah, the world would be destroyed. And if not for that, then in a chinami, you would be tzabrochim. But I'm giving you the Torah. I'm giving you the Torah, and that's the pius. That's how I'm being mefayis you. Moshel, Zog Chazal, L'chacham, Shenot al Kroiv Vosay, a chacham married a Kroiv of his, Vosay Se'ima Yudshanim V'lo Yoldo, and they were married for 10 years, and she had no children. So the husband said, "Bakshi li isha, go find me another wife." Omar lo, "Yochel ani lita chutz mirshusech, I could take it without you, without having you pick it out." Elo shahayisi mevakesh an v'sanusech, kacha. But I wanted to do it this way that you should kilo. You're the balabas; it should come through you. Kach Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Yochel Hayisi Lasais Lachicha Kohen Gadol Chutz Midaitcha. I could have made Aaron HaKohen a Kohen Gadol without you. Ela Shayisi Mevakesh Shetehei Gadol Olav. I could have stamped on it, but I want you to be Gadol Olav. What's the Gadol Olav? Lulei Seiros Chosha Shuai. I gave you the Torah, this Medrash. You have to know what that means. What's exactly the Nechama? What's exactly the Nechama? Now, The Netziv here, there's it's kedai to see inside the Netziv on this pasuk. It's a very, very yisaidus the dvarim nifloim in the Netziv. He's moir another shiloh also. The parsha starts with v'ata tetzaven. You should take shem and zayis kosis lamor lahalis. For the menorah, for the avoda, the shemen for the avoda of the menorah. This is it's the wrong place for that. That should have been stated either in the parsha of the menorah or alternately in Parshas Balayscha. Balayscha Saneiros Yairah, when you're talking about the Avodah of the Hadlokah, the whatever it is, Hadlokah, Hatova Saneiros. It's L'chaira out of place here. And he asks a number of other Shailas. And he says a Meiridika Yisayt. He says a Meiridika Yisayt, which is just, it puts a lot of things in perspective. He writes like this. The Yesh Lo Das, this is Agdama, and he brings this medrash that we started with to fend for this Inyan, why this the Inyan of Shemen over here is brought here seemingly out of place. But before he talks about the medrash, and before he talks about answering his kasha, he says the following, the Yesh Lo Das, the Eir HaTorah, Shehu Tachlis HaMishkan, V'Iker HaMashra Shechina B'Yisrael, what he's saying over here is Betzem HaRamban, that the Iker Shechina is the Kedusha of Matan Torah was taken and placed in the Mishkan. What's the biggest Makom Kodesh of the Mishkan? The Lifnai Lifnim, right? The Kodesh Kedoshim. What's in the Kodesh Kedoshim? One thing, the Aron. What's in the Aron? The Luchas, right? Torah. And all of the Kedusha, that's the Kodesh Kedoshim, is that the Kedusha of the whole world emanates, it's Kedusha Satayra. It's Kedusha Satayra. Kedusha Satayra from Har Sinai was taken and compartmentalized, put in to the Mishkan, and from there it goes out. That's what he's alluding to over here, the Netziv, when the Netziv says, Yesh lo das, the Oyer HaTorah, Shehu Tachlis HaMishkan, Ve'ikir HaMashre Shechina B'Yisrael, that's this Ramban, Bo B'Shefa, how does it come to us, how do we get it? Al Yidei Emtzo Shnei Klei Kodesh. We get it through two Klei Kodesh. Hainu, Ha'orein V'HaMenorah. From the Orein and the Menorah. Now, so the Aron has a gewisse function, a certain function in the dissemination of Torah, right? And the Menorah has a certain function in the dissemination of Torah. V'nishtanu pe'ulosei, and the two of them, each one has its unique function. Ha'aron bo liyud hadvarim, the Aron bo for yiyud hadvarim shebiksav, for the Torah shebiksav. And not only Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, also v'gam letzivui b'kabolo balpeh. Right? In other words, for facts. Is the Torah Shebiksav, and not anything which is facts. V'adayin, but mitzad, what the kedusha of the Aron, the Torah that's in the Aron, ein bezeh koyach hapilpul v'hachidush. Mitzad the Aron, you wouldn't have the koyach hapilpul v'achidush sheyehei odom yochel lechadesh me'atzmei dvar halacha she'enei mekubel. That a person should be able to himself be mechadesh eshkikul Torah that wasn't, that till now no one knew. You said a chidush, I mean, that a person should be able to be mechadesh in Torah. So avada, whatever a person's mechadesh, it was nitan to Moshe Rabbeinu, but al kopanim, in this world, you're mechadesh something that wasn't mekubal until now. Right? That doesn't have anything to do with the Aron. Now he's not making here a simple thing of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav, as we'll see by Amshech. Within Torah Shebal Peh there's also these two aspects. So the Baradayin in the Kedusha of the Aron ain't bezekayach hapilpul v'achidu sheyeodum yochel l'chadish me'atzme dvar aloche sheyne mekobol. V'lezeh hakoyach hanifla, and for that koyach which is a bigger chidish, there's a nifla dike koyach, this koyach l'chadish b'Torah, which is calling koyach hapilpul v'achidush. That is specifically the menorah. That all of the chokhmas, that's the sheva neiras are sheva chokhmas, which are all of the koyach, which comprise all of the chokhmas and the koyches hanidrash lepilpula shel Torah, which are necessary lepilpula shel Torah. And all of this is nichlal. Here he adds it. Kaftoirim v'prochim. He says now the menorah. I'm just touching this as we go along. The menorah is a complicated. It's a complicated kli, right? It's a complicated kli. Has kaftoirim, prochim, all these things. They all. It wasn't stam to be ornate, you know. They weren't Hungarian, so what? That wasn't the tachlis of this. The tachlis of this is there's big inyanim in which we have no hasoga, but the koyches of Torah of this koyach hapilpul shel Torah to bring it into this world, that each kafter and ferach, everything has its way, its chelik in doing that. Kidugmas, how it comes in our physical terms, we do understand. You have memches dvarim shatayra niknesbo. There are 48 things that you need in place in order to be kind of Torah in the proper way, to be kind of this koyach hapilpul. All of these things are merumas somehow in the kaftoiru prochim, in the chalokim of the menorah. He says ad. That's what he says. That v'chose nichlo ba kaftoiru prochim ad the isa bebreishis rabba. You have a Breishis Rabbah, the famous Chazal, Reb Tarfon, B'shosho Yashrei Medover Mesukin, when Reb Tarfon said, heard a Shtikel Torah that shtim, that sounded emes, Hoya Oimer Kafter V'Ferach. He used to say, it's Kafter V'Ferach. We heard that prayer, why Kafter V'Ferach? Because the Koyach of Torah is Munach in the Kaftayr U'Prachim of the Menorah too. They are an integral part of that Koyach, of the Koyach of Pulpulish al Torah. When he hears a Shtikel Torah, which is acceptable, that's Kafta Referach. That's where that comes from. Kafta Referach. V'siach Rabban Shal Yisrael, and he's saying this, L'lam Deinu, but it's not Stam a Melitza that he said. It's coming to teach us. Shemasha Talmud Vosik Mechadish Dover Toiv. Something that a guy is mechadish a dover tov when he does say a good word, it's shenirmas bekafter v'ferech shel hamenorah. And he says, just it's a fascinating thing. Val Kane, he goes on, b'bayisheni sherabu yeshivas. In bayisheni, when there was a proliferation of Torah, when there's a proliferation of Torah, v'hamidu tamidim harbe lahavayas dabayev rovishu atalmud mishum hachi nischazek koyach hamenorah al yedei nes tachanukah. Because you had this koyach, it goes two ways. This koyach of Torah shebal peh, pilpulah shel Torah, that's mechazik the menorah, because the aside of the menorah is pilpulah shel Torah. Hence, that contributed for them to being roy for the nes of Chanukah of pilpulah shel Torah. So, if somebody has to speak next year Chanukah, you can remember that there's an interesting nitziv in Parshat Tetzaveh, and you'll sound like a big bucky. And then the hemshech. Okay, so what did he tell us so far? So he told us. So he told us that there's the Aron, right? It's all Kedushas HaTorah. There's the Aron, which is the, what you see is what you get, the aspects of Torah, or even where you're not being mechadish something, medama milsa lemilsa misvara. That's not a chiddush, a new concept. That's also bichlal the Aron. That's bichlal the Aron. And then there's the koyach hapilpul v'achiddush, which is the miyuchad, the yichud of the menorah. And then he says that these two things divided. He writes like this, that Aaron was the gadol b'Yisrael. Aaron in Torah was gadol. Aaron was gadol b'Yisrael k'Moshe. Aaron was on the same darak as Moshe Rabbeinu. Elo digdulosam b'Torah loyhaya ba'ifen echad. But there was a difference in the godless b'Torah of Aaron HaKohen and the godless of Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. These two things divided over here. The what? The koyach Moshe, this is the Nitziv speaking. The koyach Moshe, hayonale b'koyach apilpul lechadish dover mash dvar mash loy shama b'kabola al yedei ha'echrech v'apilpul al yedei the hechrech and the pilpul is mechadish. Mukdisa b'nedarim daflamed ches. The Gemara talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara says ahule pilpula ba'alma. Pilpul, this idea of pilpul, that was miyuchat to Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'aron hayanale b'koyach hasvara l'damis milso l'milso l'chaveno emes. To shtel tzu properly. Ad, he says, v'zeh al pidva, ad kedei kach, that you find, that even Aaron is right over Moshe. When you have the Sir Chattas, there was Nisraf by Nadav and Aviyu, Moshe Rabbeinu said one thing, Aaron said something else, Aaron was right. So Aaron was mechaven elam is there more than Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the godless of Aaron Akoyin. V'ikar ha'iro b'shaitoi now. So then he says like this, and the ha'iro to be meira, you cannot be al ikar ha'iro b'shaitoi yefshel lechadish kol shayla b'pilpul. You can't be mechadish al asar to paskin a shayla by saying a chiddush at that time. El al yedei svara uladamis milsa lemilsa. Right? The koyach, it's two different things. Ubaze hakoyach haya aron yochid ba'isay dor. Ad, to the extent, sha'ola pamachas al moisha b'maisa de seir chattas. Va'achar she moisha haya meyuchad lekoyach hachiddush v'apilpul. Moshe Rabbeinu was the chid koyach achidush va'apilpul al kein nidrash loy biyichud koyach amenoira sheyoyir loy haderech lahagia ho'emes. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a special affinity the koyach of the menoira, because the koyach of the menoira is the koyach apilpul, and that's the strength of Moshe. That's from there that Moshe derives his strength. It's from the koyach of the menoira. So there's a special affinity of Moshe Rabbeinu to the shemen of the menoira. To the shaman of the menorah. And now with this he goes and he's mazbid a medrash. What was given to Moshe Rabbeinu? The shashua, lulei seiroscha shashua. The shashua of Torah means the using of Torah as a tool. That literally means playing with it, but it doesn't mean playing with Torah. It means using the Torah as blocks to build different things and to be mechadish chidushim. That shashua of Torah, that was what's given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The koyach apilpul to be mechadish. What that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Eibush to tell Moshe Rabbeinu is giving that? What's the point to be mefayasim? Because Aaron came, va'ato hakriv elechas Aaron achicha. Aaron with his midah is zeichet to kahuna. Aaron ubanov is going to be zeichet to kahuna. And Aaron's mailah pnimis was for kedusha so avoda. Zokt nitziv lezeh hikdim Hashem maimer zele Moshe. That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu was makdim this thing of the koyach hapilpul that he's giving to Moshe. Shehu pius bezeh shezeh hachelik hanale shel hachidush niten rak leMoshe ulezarei. There's a chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and Moshe Rabbeinu bituv lev said, "I could have kept it, but I gave it to you." He shared it with Klal Yisrael. But be'etzim, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik. Ubezeh godel koychei me'aharei. The afal gav the koyach aron gam b'toyre rav b'svara v'hoyra mikol makom ein adayme, which is the bigger ein adayme mylas koyach achidish lekoyach ahoyra v'asher ha'ira. Comes from the Dimian Milsa de Milsa. This person could be Madama like this, somebody else will come and be Madama otherwise. It could be someone could be Chaylev. Vashenki the koyach hachidush, the pilpula, which it comes mikoyach hahechrich, not from a dimyon. This mikoyach hahechrich, this chidush and pilpula shel Torah. That's the mile of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because as far as the medame milsel mils after sheyavei reyehu, and he'll be chole. And that's what. And that's what the Medrash brings the pasuk of Lule Sarascha Shashuai. That's the pius to Moshe Rabbeinu, his Maila over Aaron HaKohen. Zokta Nitziv Memela. So that's the Taitch in the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron was Zeich, had the Koyach HaPnimi from his Koyach in Torah. Which, Lachari, he doesn't speak this up, but it's Poshet. By Aaron, you also have a Godless in Torah. It says, Kisif Se Koyin. Sif Se Koyin, Tav Kodesh, Torah Yevakshu Mipiyu. Right, by Mikai. Torah Yevakshu Mipiyu. They'll ask Hayra, they're going to come and they're going to ask Hayra from Torah Yevakshu. People are going to come and ask him to psok him. That's Aaron HaKayin's Yichud. That's Sifse Kayin. Yishmeru Das, Torah Yevakshu Mipiyu. That's Aaron HaKayin. Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Kinyan, if you want to talk about what's the deeper Kinyan of Torah that it becomes, Torah delay, the Kinyan of Torah, that godless, that I would call, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu more than Aaron HaKayin. That's Moshe Rabbeinu more than Aaron HaKayin. That's probably why it's called Torah Moshe and not Torah Aaron. Right? The Kinyan of Mitzad, the Etzem Kinyan in Torah, that's Miyuchat to Moshe. Aaron, the Hayra of Torah, that's Torah Yevakshu Mipiyu, the Hayra of Torah of Anki Simson Kayin Yishmer Das. That's Miyuchat to Aaron HaKayin. Memela, that's the kpeda over here before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to tell Moshe. V'ato hakrev elecho es Aaron HaKoyen, Aaron HaChicho, to make him a Koyen. So the Eibishter gave him the pius and told him, you have a particular shaychus to this shemen of the menorah. You have a particular shaychus to this shemen of the menorah. Because what's the shemen of the menorah? It's the oyer of the Pkayach Pilpula Shel Torah, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's put over here, because this shemen of the menorah from which comes out the oyer of the Pkayach Pilpula of Torah, that's Meyuchat to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu's pius. So the Eibishter here puts Moshe Rabbeinu's pius before that which caused Moshe Rabbeinu to have to need that pius, which is the ato hakrev elecho es Aaron HaChicho lekad shel hamel. Ad kan divrei hanetziv hanifloim. So can we moisif a little bit just to understand what's going on over here? I think the gedder in terms of the mivne of the mishkan is the taich is I would be magdir it. What's the function then of the koyach? The point of having Torah in this world is to show that this world is also be'etzem nothing more than Hashros HaShechina, nothing more than the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The ultimate gilui of the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world is Mikayach Pilpul B'Shel Torah. Why? Because if it's in terms of Medama Svara L'Svara, so it's Torah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I took the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I took this knowledge, I applied it here, I made an analogy from here to here and applied it someplace else. From Damien to here, I applied it someplace else. But it's the Hebrew that's Torah that I took and I applied it over here. That's not Torah that's be'etzem hukva, given a kvius and has its sharoshim in this world. That this world also is Torah Hashem and nothing, which is Ratzon Hashem. That's clearly evident. The biggest eichacha of that, and maybe the only eichacha of that, is the koyach pilpula shel Torah. That's the miyuchad. That's the oimik of the maila of the koyach pilpula shel Torah. But that's in this Torah. The metzias of the person is a person can be a Torah machine. Right, a person can generate Torah. That means here in this world, a person, a basar v'dam, it also has the Ratzon Hashem dwells within that person, and that person is not creating his own Torah. Right, he's not conservative. He's not creating his own Torah. The Torah dwells within the person, and the person is creating Torah Hashem. That's the biggest kinyan. So, in a sense, the taich is be'etzim the yisod is the Torah shebiksav. The yisod is the Torah that's in the Kodesh Kadoshim. But that's separate. That's the Kodesh Kadoshim. The bridge that brings that Torah into this world is the menorah. The koyach pilpula shel Torah takes that kedusha satayra and places it as a kinyan with sharoshim in this world, which manifests itself specifically in the koyach pilpula shel Torah. Now we understand with this very clearly. Another nekuda. You find interesting things about the menorah. The kpeda of Shemen and Shemen Zayizoch, which if you look in the Rashi's over there, you see already, it's the purest of the purest of the pure of the Shemen, without nothing in it. Mamish, as pure could be. You also find, Legabi the Menorah, every Klei HaMikdash can become can be puzzle of their tummy, whatever. Cannot become tummy. The Menorah, and a couple times the Torah specifies, HaMenorah HaTahira. An accompanying adjective to the Menorah, Hashem Levi with the Menorah is HaMenorah HaTahira, which would seem that there's a special Kpeda of Tahara in the Menorah. It has to be a Menorah HaTahira. Lefi, what we're saying, we understand very well why. Because what's the yisod of the menorah? The yisod of the menorah is that within the physical person there should be something which is pure Torah. In a physical person can reside the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The koyach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in order to reside in a physical person, there has to be no hashpa whatsoever from that physical person, from the gashmias and the chamrias of that person, in the kedushas ha-Torah that's residing in him. Otherwise, it's not kedushas ha-Torah anymore. Otherwise, it's me'ila, it's a pegi in the kedushas ha-Torah. So the shemen of the koyach ha-pilpul of Torah, it has to have no shemets of anything in it, pure art. It has to be pure light with no shemets of chamris in it whatsoever. Which kind, from what type of a kli does this light emanate? A menorah hatahira. The hakpada is that the menorah has to be a menorah hatahira. It has to be as pure could be. Only then is it a koyach ha-pilpul of Torah, which is really a koyach ha-pilpul of Torah, not mental gymnastics. Just gives us an idea of what a person is, what a person is supposed to do. And with this koyach ha-pilpul of Torah, a person has to, the derech ha-avoida, which comes from that, is you have to work on that, the limud ha-Torah should taka be shemens, the koyach, it should be pure, realizing what Torah is, and realizing what Torah is without any other cheshbonos. Once you have any other cheshbonos in it, it's not. It's no longer Kech Popula Shal Torah, it's Kech Popula, it's just mental gymnastics. Okay.